Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, Democrat Ron Kind of La Crosse has represented Western Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District since 1997. This year, he's facing a challenge from the left in the August 11th primary from La Crosse's Dr. Mark Newman. And also, he'll face the winner of the August 11th Republican primary between Republican Jesse Eben of Eau Claire and Republican Derek Van Orden of Hagar City. Coming up, highlights of the Republican debate between Eben and Van Orden held on Wisconsin Public Radio this past Friday. That's next on Chippewa Valley This Week on WWIB and WDOGO. I'm Mark Halverson. The 3rd Congressional District is one of 30 Democratic-held U.S. House seats up in 2020 that President Trump won in the 2016 presidential election. Trump defeated Hillary Clinton in the 3rd, 49-45%, in taking Wisconsin. First time a Republican had done that since 1984, when Reagan had won the state. The 3rd Congressional District includes all or parts of 18 counties in western and central Wisconsin. Alphabetically, they are Adams, Buffalo, Chippewa, Crawford, Dunn, Eau Claire, Grant, Jackson, Juneau, La Crosse, Monroe, Pepin, Pierce, Portage, Richland, Trempealeau, Vernon, and Wood counties, with the larger cities in the 3rd Congressional District, including Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, La Crosse, Menominee, New Richmond, Platteville, Plover, River Falls, Sparta, Stevens Point, Tomah, and Wisconsin Rapids. Again, August 11th, the winner of the primary on the Democratic side will meet the winner of the Republican primary. Early voting is already underway and will continue this week through Friday, August 7th. This past Friday, the two Republican candidates, Jesse Eben of Eau Claire and Derek Van Orden of Hagar City, squared off in a one-hour debate on Wisconsin Public Radio, moderated by Ezra Wall. We begin by allowing the candidates to describe their background in their own words, starting with Jesse Eben.
Majority of my background in my career has been in public relations, specifically about almost 5 years of that has been in public relations in local government. And what I did in that role was I heard directly from the public in listening sessions and public forums and educational opportunities, took it into the government sector to problem solve, to help constituents, and then got them timely information and helped with resolution. Also in that work, I received national and state award-winning projects that I did. And so I'm very proud of that. And that's on government communication and transparency, which is very needed in today's age. And so also in that time and that role, I would work closely with police officers in crisis communication settings, working with the media and then corresponding and communicating to the public to keep them informed in times of crisis. I currently work for Prevea Health in Eau Claire, and I work in public relations, specifically communicating and working with rural communities in the area to let them know what services are available and healthcare opportunities are available in areas of need.
Eben's opponent, Derek Van Orden, also describes his background.
My brother and I were raised by our single mother in abject rural poverty. Our joke about her was that she was 5 foot nothing and harder than woodpecker lips. She was an Irish farm girl and tough. We lived in a small town called Heartland in Waukesha County where we grew up. And our mom taught us this: you have to have a work ethic and you have to take care of people. I joined the Navy when I was 18 years old. I served for 26 years, 21 of those as a SEAL. I deployed to combat 5 times during that period. I also was a corpsman. That's a military medic. And I was a civilian paramedic also. My wife and I, Sarah Jane, have 4 children and 6 grandchildren. We've been married for 27 years. So I am a Christian, and my worldview is shaped by my faith. I am profoundly pro-life and have been endorsed by Wisconsin Right to Life and Pro-Life Wisconsin with their highest ratings. I'm a strong supporter of the Constitution and a strong proponent of the Second Amendment. Shall not be infringed means just that. And I took an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States when I was 18 years old, and that did not expire. Well before I retired from the SEAL team, Sarah Jane and I bought our farm here in Wisconsin where we raised hay. And then we now have a small hobby farm in Hagar City. We've got 14 tillable acres of alfalfa.
Later in the one-hour debate this past Friday, Jesse Eben took a shot at Van Orden's claim of being a hobby farmer.
I was out with farmers yesterday throughout the district doing farm tour. Not hobby farmers, but real farmers.
To which Van Orden responded,
well, first of all, hobby farmers are farmers. What is really who's really having the issue here in the state of Wisconsin and 3rd District specifically are small farms. and that's what I live on. So we just got to remember that. Smaller farms are having a more difficult time. These century farms are having a more difficult time than these larger corporate farms.
While the one-hour Republican debate on Friday in Wisconsin Public Radio featured Eben and Van Orden agreeing on many, many issues and perspectives, Eben didn't actually issue the first shot in the one-hour debate. That came earlier when Van Orden said, in explaining one of his endorsements,
"We've also been endorsed by one of the finest people to ever serve as the governor of the state of Wisconsin, and that is my friend, Governor Scott Walker. And I just got to say something. I wish he was in office today. And I never would have signed the recall petition for Scott Walker like my opponent, Jesse Eben, did."
Eben never responded to that charge during the debate. Meanwhile, why is each Republican candidate running for the 3rd congressional district seat, which has been held by Democrat Ron Kind since 1997? Jesse Eben answers first.
"I'm rooted in this district. I know the people. I know the issues. As you said, I grew up in central Wisconsin. I now live in Eau Claire and have family all throughout, including many of those cities that you noted as some of the population areas of Wisconsin Rapids, of Stevens Point, of Platteville. And what we need after 24 years of having a representative who hasn't listened is someone who will listen and who will be an advocate for the people here, who will bring their voice once again to Washington, D.C. And what we've done with our campaign, with this is a grassroots campaign. And with the work that we have done and the acknowledgement that we have gotten, I've been endorsed by more than 30 people throughout this district, state representatives, state senator, sheriffs, mayors, county chairmen, people all throughout at all jurisdictions, levels of government, who have seen the need and they understand their communities well and know who will best represent them. And they've chosen to back me as that candidate who will represent them at the federal level. And that means a lot. We are at a turning point in our country with the issues at hand, the rise of socialism, the calls for defunding the police, the threats in our constitutional rights. And now more than ever, we need new conservative leadership. And so I'm running passionately to serve the people here."
Republican congressional candidate Jesse Eben in a Republican debate this past Friday on Wisconsin Public Radio on why she's running for the seat held by Ron Kind. What about her opponent, Derek Van Orden?
"So as a Navy SEAL veteran, a husband and father, a paramedic, small business owner, what I'm going to bring to this race, and what I am bringing to this race, is tested and proven leadership. We've been endorsed by hundreds of people by winning the 3rd District Caucus with over 66% of the vote on the first ballot. We've been endorsed by my great friend, Dan Kopanky, Senator Moulton, Representative Shannon Zimmerman, State Senate Leader Scott Fitzgerald, Congressman Sean Duffy, Congressman Mike Gallagher, and Congressman Dan Crenshaw."
And another recent endorsement that Van Orden is very proud of.
"And very recently, one more. We just got the endorsement of the Vice President of the United States, Mike Pence. And they all endorsed me because they understand that I am the only candidate that is capable of beating Ron Kind. And that's exactly what needs to happen."
On the issue of health care, what changes, if any, does Jesse Eben think that we need to make to the current health care system?
"Yeah, well, right with President Trump, who does want to make changes to our healthcare system, Obamacare is not working, but we do need to look at what we need in a healthcare system, and we need to continue to cover health pre-existing conditions with health insurance. We need to make sure that we have price transparency, making a healthcare a competitive market. We need to know what the prices are before people go in. You don't buy a car without knowing the price. And the same should be available for healthcare as well. Now, in 2021, President Trump has a bill that will go into effect that makes price transparency available for hospitals for the most common procedures. So labor delivery, and appendix removal, things that are done quite often with elective procedures. But we need to make sure that price transparency carries to all hospital procedures and services, along with outpatient procedures as well in the clinics, which is most of our healthcare that we receive is at a clinic setting, an outpatient setting, especially when we're looking at preventative healthcare."
And what about Derek Van Orden? What changes, if any, does he think that we need to make to the current healthcare system?
"The left has been giving Republicans a very hard time, including President Trump, saying that we will not address pre-existing conditions. We have family members that have pre-existing conditions, and when I get to Congress, I will not be part and parcel to any bill that does not first and foremost cover pre-existing conditions for our American citizens. We are a wealthy nation, we're a generous nation, and we're a loving nation. So before I say anything else, I want to make sure that is clear with everyone. I am a healthcare professional, and I have been for a very, very long time, from the emergency medicine perspective all the way through combat medicine into working in a hospital. And there are issues with our healthcare system. Here in the 3rd District of the state of Wisconsin, we do not have enough rural healthcare available for our people, and that includes mental health. We are currently going into a mental health crisis with a lot of our farmers because they're losing their farms. Depression is rising, so is suicide with farmers. So getting healthcare down to the rural area is imperative. And from the federal government stance, what we can do and what I'm going to do when I get to Congress is I'm going to continue to work with the Trump administration to make sure that we can appropriately get the health care needed to the most amount of people at the lowest cost.
The 3rd Congressional District makes up some 11,000 square miles, much of which still is farmland. One of the questions posed to the candidates for the Republican primary in the 3rd Congressional District this past Friday is, what could you do for the farmers of the district, starting with Jesse Evan?
I will be committed to be on the A committee, work my darnest to get on there, to have a strong voice, and then also create an advisory board. I mentioned this earlier in one of my questions, but I'm committed to advisory boards of constituents throughout the district, of people who know the issues, who are closest to the issues, and with that also know the solutions. So I've been talking with farmers. This isn't just a future promise. I've been talking with farmers before I announced my candidacy and all throughout this campaign to stay attuned to the issues at hand, to stay in conversation with them about what's happening, how things have adjusted specifically with COVID, and that's directly related to the supply chain management and striking that and how that hurt them significantly. And when I talk about deregulation, less regulation would have made it a little bit easier for us to adjust, for the farmers to adjust with the milk, with the cheese, and where that was going. So what I can do is be a strong voice, be an advocate, encourage competitive trade, encourage deregulation. A lot of them just nod their head at deregulation. There's too many things limiting farmers, causing strife and causing additional costs that they cannot take on at this point.
And what does Republican candidate Derek Van Orden say he could do for farmers if elected?
USMCA was held up for over a year in the Ways and Means Committee. Ron Kind is Nancy Pelosi's chief whip on the Ways and Means Committee. And during that period of time when this trade deal was held up, we lost over 1,000 farms in the state of Wisconsin. And that, for someone who represents an agricultural district, is nearly unforgivable. There is a package that was passed. It's called the Farm to Families. And that is a huge, huge package. And what that does is you buy products from different farms, and then it's sold throughout the USDA. The state of Wisconsin, the dairy state, received 1% of those contracts. 1%. So what I'm going to do is, when these bills are going through, I'm going to make sure that we are absolutely, the Western Wisconsin farmer is represented properly in Congress. And that has not been happening under Ron Kind. And advisory boards are excellent. We speak to people from all different walks of life throughout the district constantly. You said there's 11,000 square miles. That's right. We've put over 6,000 miles on our cars driving back and forth, speaking to every aspect of the society here in our district. So as a member of Congress, what I will be doing is actually paying attention to the farmers. Ron Kind says that he pays attention to the farmers in the district, and he does not. When the Paycheck Protection Program was initially passed, and that was the largest spending bill that has been implemented by the United States since the Second World War, the group of people that were forgotten were dairy farmers. Ron Kind tells people he goes to bed thinking about farmers, wakes up in the morning thinking about farmers. But when the largest spending package that was passed in the history of the nation since World War II, the one group of people that he forgot to include were dairy farmers. I will never do that. I will represent these folks like I represent everyone I have through my my time in the military and as a business owner.
And finally, the closing comments from the two Republican candidates in this past Friday's Republican debate on Wisconsin Public Radio. Jesse Eben first.
There's a lot of talk about leadership. And what I've done in this campaign in 6 months is build a coalition of people, of grassroots activists. And then with that, I've received a national spotlight on this race, being endorsed by Congressman Jim Jordan, the House Freedom Caucus, Debbie Meadows, Debbie Lesko, Virginia Fox, and other congresswomen, a national spotlight that we have never had on this race. Some of the biggest defenders of our president who have stood by him through impeachment, who have stood, who have fought the hard fight, like Congressman Jim Jordan has done all week of bringing a strong conservative voice to lead our nation. So I'm so excited to be a part of that team as we move forward and provide that national spotlight on this race that we've never had.
And Derek Van Orden's closing comments from this past Friday's Republican debate on Wisconsin Public Radio.
And what we're seeing taking place in our cities is nearly unimaginable. There's people rioting and crime is skyrocketing. Buildings are being burned and statues are being torn down. What started in Minneapolis as a peaceful protest against an unconscionable crime was allowed to degrade into lawlessness. What we're seeing in Seattle and in Portland and other cities around the nation needs to be addressed. And so for too long, we've had people in leadership positions who are simply not leaders. If you look at what the mayor of Minneapolis did before he became the mayor, no leadership. Mayor of Portland, no leadership. Mayor of Seattle, no leadership. Our governor, Tony Evers, was a bureaucrat.
Derek Van Orden, and preceded by Jesse Eben, the two Republicans squaring off in the 3rd Congressional District Republican primary Tuesday, August 11th. Again, early voting continuing all this week through Friday, August 7th. The Democratic primary has Dr. Mark Newman of La Crosse against the office holder in the 3rd Congressional District, longtime Democratic incumbent Ron Kind. They too will square off in a similar one-hour debate on Wisconsin Public Radio this Thursday morning beginning at 10. Our thanks to Wisconsin Public Radio for providing the audio of the candidates from the debate this past Friday. Again, check the podcast at WWIB.com. Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks so much for listening.